Probably help if we turn on the microphones. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Virtual Life Broadcast for August.
August already. We are moving at incredible speed. Anyway, we have so many things going on today. I'm very excited to see everybody. Welcome back.
Oh, we don't see you, actually, but we feel you out there.
The group has a lot to tell you today. We're going to start off with a channel from Leah right away, kind of give you a little bit of the overview of what they are seeing on planet Earth and some of the things that are taking place. We have a lot of challenges going on our planet, a lot of ups and downs, and we can call it black and white and right and wrong and all the duality that we want, but the biggest thing we need to know is we're all in this together, and the more we can bring that unity consciousness back, the easier all of it's
yes.
going to be.
Well, it Absolutely. Is as it is. We just have to learn how to deal with it in the best way we can and move forward.
So welcome today.
Yes, I love our background. It's so
This one's in the Czech Republic. We have a collection of libraries that we'll show you over periods of time. If you have any of your favorite ones and you have pictures that we can actually use. These are pictures that we can legally use, maybe your own pictures or things of that nature. So let us know. Send us back. We'd love to see you. Okay, so we've got a lot going on. Let me tell you some of the details of things that are taking place here, because I'm beside myself at some of the things that are going on. Number one, Rising Light has been doing very well. It is our kind of our interim thing. We have this, which is our free program, and of course we have the Global Light, which is also a free program, usually once or twice a month for that one, and once a month for this one, which runs almost 3 hours most of the time. So it kind of gives you opportunities to catch up. Global Light is aimed at working with the Earth, working with her people, the Earth, whatever it is we're doing here today. And we'd like to take just a moment today to, we have hurricanes that are entering all over the place. We've been working a lot with this in Lightmaster. The group said this was going to be a rough year for hurricanes, and we've been starting on cooling down that whole bandwidth, which goes from the north of Africa all the way over to Florida, the Keys, Puerto Rico, and even all the way through on the other side of Mexico.
Oh, I just want to put a protective bubble around all the Hawaiian islands. I saw in the news today how it's headed right there. And, I mean, that's paradise. So let's just protect it and hope they just get through it in the best way they possibly can. And then the southern part.
There has been a natural protection on those islands anyway. So
yeah.
I will say that. There is a natural kind of a bubble around the whole thing. So
good,
hopefully
good.
That'll
well,
work.
I'm reinforcing that bubble.
Yeah.
And then the, you know, like Texas area, New Orleans and all that, like they haven't been through enough. My goodness, give them a break. But I think that, you know, with our help, we can help them get through this. You know, it's nature.
I want to take just a second and talk a little bit about the pandemic that's going on our planet. It has changed our planet already, and it's going to continue to change it. We're going to see a lot of things. The group keeps saying we're not going back. We're going into something new. And it is going to look quite different. We're not going to be able to go back in exactly the same way that we have been doing our work. Some people will change immediately. Other people will take time to kind of shift into a new energy. But we have a whole nother level of work coming globally because of some of the resets that are taking place here. And one of the things I want to address very quickly, because I've never really taken a kind of an opportunity to try to grasp this or explain it, but we are completely here in the United States off the chart with this thing. And we can tell you, we can point a lot of fingers different places and say, well, here's the problem, here's the problem, here's the problem. Part of it, and it's a part of it, and it's not the whole thing, but part of it is the fact that the United States has always been the rebels of the world anyway. We were built on revolution. We were built on that whole process. And in fact, it actually worked. And of course, here in the U.S., there's a lot of that spirit, you know, a lot of the anti-establishmentarianism, which has really come back into this. Because that surfaced a lot during the 60s when Barb and I were in the streets sometimes watching things that were going on and so forth.
We were young teenagers at that point.
Yeah. But anyway, we're seeing resurgence of a lot of this. A lot of this has to do with the feminine energy grounding and taking hold. Nerlia will talk about that here in a little bit. But They're very excited about that. But I did want to explain that a little bit, because that is not the only reason, obviously, that the United States is completely off the chart compared to other countries with this virus. And, of course, the fact that we're all kind of dealing with it with different states instead of a general help from the government that we used to have. I'll leave it at that and stop talking about it.
Yeah, don't get into that.
I'm pretty biased on both ways. So anyway, I'll leave it at that to simply let you know that that's part of it, is that the group showed me that the whole energy of this is placed a little bit different here in the U.S. anyway. So that's part of what's taking place. There's other things going on. If you want the current updates about everything that takes place, that's the Rising Light series. It's here, part of this that we do. It's $33 a month for two channels to come in each month and kind of keep you up to date. We don't pull any punches in there. It's from the group, not from Steve. But basically, we'll tell you exactly where we are. There's a lot of things happening that they're going to be catching up with on the next couple months. So anyway, we'll want to lay that out there to you for you as well. We also just finished a very powerful seminar on the 2 days of unity healing.
That was beautiful.
We got more email, and thank you all from that. We're not going to read all the email from that, because we did get a lot of it. And we're getting a lot of email anyway for questions and answers. But I did want to say that. Thank you for the emails on that. We got a lot of email on that. It was a very powerful 2-day seminar, and it's up there, so you can go watch it if you want. But it was a big one for us.
Well, I think now is the time. We all want to know about how we can join together and heal ourselves and all those around us and this beautiful world we live in.
And we had even one of our own internal staff had a kind of a miraculous healing from that,
yes,
too. So anyway, lots of good stuff. Also, you've heard me talk Lightmaster, Lightmaster, Lightmaster. The Lightmaster course is the year-long course. It is the highest level course that we teach. We basically don't do a lot of the basics anymore. We used to do a lot of basics to kind of bring people to awaken from the dream so they'd know where they are. In Lightmaster, it's all pretty much the latest and greatest, whatever they're going to drop. When new material comes in, it comes in the Lightmaster group. We get together every Thursday. The reason I'm telling you this is we are about to celebrate our 10th year of Lightmaster.
Wow, is it really 10 years?
10 years. So we're going to start our 10th year of Lightmaster coming up in September. September 17th is the first class. We'll be closing this one down in August. For those of you in Lightmasters that are watching, we'll be bringing this to a close. We have 5 more classes. And then we'll, of course, do the ordination on the final class. Because it is an ordained class, so we'll complete that.
I know you talk a lot about Lightmaster, but it really is the deepest level of the information from Steve and the group. And it is a class just with him. I pop in once in a while, but
for the most part, this
is a time for him to get deep into the information and explore it to its fullest. And we have seen the difference that all of you who join us with Lightmaster have made.
Powerful difference.
It is powerful.
Yeah, you can actually see it. And what the group does is they don't take us to work with everything. I mean, we're not working with the hurricane that was coming up, even though we saw it coming on Thursday. They only work with things that are at a tilting point that we can actually make a big difference. And that's the same work that we're now doing outside of Lightmaster through the Global Light program. The Global Light is simply make sure you're on our list, because we send out a notification 2 days ahead of time, sometimes more if we have that notice, but the group sometimes wants it real quick. So 2 days, we'll give you 2 days notice, then we'll come together and meet it. And you don't always have to be there at exactly the live part, but if you watch it within the next 72 hours, it's extremely powerful. It's the same thing as all coming together. So it can be very helpful. Lightmaster is also starting, as we mentioned, on September 17th. We are going to move at the speed of love, which is a little faster than the speed of light.
And we have a little announcement about Lightmaster.
We do.
About scholarships.
See, that's where I'm going.
My favorite part. I love it when I get to, we used to pick numbers out of a hat. But
geez, she must be channeling me.
I am. Well, you know, when you're together as long as we have been, we kind of know each other's brains.
We do, huh?
But with Lightmaster, am I going too quickly with it?
No, you're
okay.
Fine. Here we go.
Because I get real excited about this. Scholarships at espavo.org. Send in your name and ask if you could be put on the list for being a part of the scholarship. And next month, during the virtual live broadcast, we will pick how many names?
Ten names. 10 names. These are $1,200 scholarships we're giving away for next year's course. If by the time, because the registration isn't actually even open yet, it's going to open on August 1st, so just a few days. Beautiful page. Wait till you see this. Anyway, because we're really pulling out all the stops for the 10th year. And the group is actually going to move into integration in a different way. So we'll share more about that with you, but that's coming up. So mark your calendar. And if by chance you go ahead and register and you end up winning the lottery, we just refund your money. It's real simple.
And if we could ask you only to send in one entry, mm-hmm. because that makes it a lot easier for us. And, you know, if you're meant to win, you will win.
Huh? First thing we do is check for duplicates and eliminate them. So, we'd appreciate it if you did that. So, anyway, scholarships@espavo.org. That's the way to get a part of this. We have 10 of them. We will pull these next month. So 1 month from now on the Virtual Light broadcast. Sorry, I didn't get the date for you, but we'll work with that one at that opportunity.
That would be fun.
Bring it together. Exactly. So we have a lot going on today. We've got Allison, got a dynamite piece for him. I haven't watched Meg's yet, but she's got an awesome piece for us. And then we've got Barbara has a piece.
I'm going to do some good news stories.
And talking about the good news.
You'd like to hear that.
Some of the work with that. Of course, I'm going to be doing 2 channels. We'll be doing one in just a few moments. And we'll be doing one as the seventh segment. It depends on how many we end up with. But the last segment that we do will also be a channel. And then, of course, we'll bring those together for the beacons of light.
So a lot to cover.
A lot to cover here. We've also got a lot of questions. We got way more questions than we can possibly handle, so we're going to try and go through them as quick as we can, but we'll probably just do a 20-minute segment or a 30-minute segment.
Well, the ones we don't get to, we will address next month. Yeah,
absolutely. Try to keep it going.
But we love to hear from you, so keep on sending in your questions at questions with an S on it at espavo.org.
Welcome home, everybody. We're glad you're all with us here. I'm going to slip over here into channel in just a second so we can bring in Merlia. She's been aching to get in ever since I got here. She's kind of the whole time she's pushing me on the back, going, hurry it up, hurry it up. So I'm going, okay. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Let me turn you over to this beautiful lady here.
All right. Well, that's the feminine energy. We have no patience at all. No, we look forward to hearing from the group with Merlia's information. It's always powerful, but gentle in a way that makes us understand where she's going with this and the direction that we have in front of us. So I do want to welcome you. I hope your day tonight is going well. Wherever you are in the world, we feel you. We're all one big, happy, spiritual family. And I know we say it often, you are not alone. Whenever you feel discouraged or that you don't have any connection around you, just reach to your heart and feel all of us with you. That way we can move forward and have a happy life. This is what I want to focus on today. Yes, we'll talk about the problems and, you know, what's going on in this world, but I want to focus on the positive, because when we think in that area, we really can guide ourselves, guide our lives, our personal beings in that area of true optimistic viewpoints. So let's all focus on that today. Whatever you're doing, let your troubles go away and just smile and feel your brightness awake. Are you ready to be the true light workers? Shine brightly. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Merlia. I join you this day with your game well in progress. You're moving at an astounding pace. And yes, we see all the difficulties. We see all the challenges and the missing this and being attacked by that and all the difficulties that you see. But what you may not see is that the feminine energy has grounded. We've talked about this some time back when the last timeline crossed, Sir. We talked about the wave of feminine energy coming into planet Earth, which has been here many times before. But you had a very unusual opportunity to ground it, to make it yours, if you will, to figure out what you need in that way and to make it there permanently. Well done, dear ones. It not only happened, but it's now grounding even more. Now, this is a different type of energy, as we've mentioned before, so it's very difficult to compare the two types of power because they work in completely different ways. But the beautiful part about every piece of this is that it is here and it is rising, and you're starting to see it. Yes, even though there are difficult things happening here and there and everywhere, watch for this beautiful femininity rising in a different way, because it's not going away. So as you come up, we're just going to give you this illustration of bringing the feminine energy up into your reality, into your conscious living every day. It's been moving very quietly and very unconsciously at some point. And we'll tell you that as you work with this, it can start getting grounded in a better way. And you can start seeing it in a whole different aspect and see the empowerment that it carries. Now, as this comes up, what you will see, what you are starting to see, is that the more that the feminine energy rises, the more that the masculine energy is starting to fight back more and more and more. And that is actually a huge amount of the division that you have had on your planet for several years now, and getting worse almost daily until recently. Now it's starting to work as a collective. So there's very important parts of this. Number one, please understand that in the feminine energy and with the new blend of feminine energy that's on planet Earth, every single human can now see from a little higher perspective. Now that's going to change a few things. It's also even going to shift a little bit your way you approach things and the way you see things. But at the same time, you're still moving forward. You're still in momentum. So all the masculine energy is going to try the same old things and try harder and try hard and grab harder to what it has, so that as the feminine energy rises, it doesn't lose. And that's the perception that it has. But the magical part about this is that that can continue happening because it's not about force. But you may see this in your news. You may see this in your daily events about these horrible things happening or this energy acting out. And of course, you're seeing it in demonstrations in many places of the world. This is actually a balancing having to do with the E family. The family of E came onto this planet, dear ones, quite some time ago to ground this game in free choice. It's the first time they actually took off their wings and actually became part of the game and actually worked it out. Many of you are watching this right now. It's amazing to see. Over and over and over again, your investment in planet Earth has been astounding. And you've even been here at times where the feminine energy was out of balance. Power too powerful. So it's all about that balance. But one of the things that's taking place right now globally is about racism, is about a balance of that and how that works. And if you just simply look, and yes, you can see the Black Lives Matter growing and painting the names all over the place. It's absolutely wonderful, but it's much more than just black. What about the racism having to do with the entire Muslim race? What about racism having to do with where people are born? Here in the United States, there was a lot of fear about Mexico, so much fear that someone actually built a wall. Interesting to talk about all of these balances. Well, you have been pushed out of balance with this very extremely recently, having to do with that balance. But what's happened is the feminine energy is here in a new way now, and it will be absorbed differently than it ever was before. And those things that used to get results when they do this and push things over here and manipulate things over here, it's not going to work the same because there is a feminine energy at the base of this. So what has to happen for that to stay? Well, it's already grounding. And we'll tell you it's never going back to what it was. Human consciousness has changed. But there is one aspect, because we tell you the masculine is fighting back very hard at this moment. And it's not all masculine, obviously. It's not all males, of course. It's simply the idea of the masculine being a superior being in some way, which, of course, is what the family of Eve was all about, the equality. The fact that, yes, you have different bodies, and yes, you have different colors, and yes, you have different places where you were born, but you're all the same spirit. You're equal in that aspect more than anything else. And we find racism actually somewhat of the cosmic joke. Because people who are against a specific race or have that challenge built into them in some way are multidimensional. And we can almost guarantee you that if that is the case, and they're out of balance with it, that another part of them is actually the race that they are against. Interesting how it works. Wait until they go home. Everyone's going to have the biggest joke, the biggest laugh about the cosmic jokes that no one really understood when they were here. Well, you're starting to see a lot of them dissipate. Now, they're going to take some time to dissipate. It doesn't go easy. But there's one big challenge about the feminine energy that could absolutely not only set it back, but could actually make it less effective. And that's complacency. The feminine energy is not complacent. Even though that has always been taught as part of your harmony, oh, take your place, know where you are. There's a long history of the feminine energy being complacent, and it is needed now into action more than ever before. And it's working. Feel that call. And when you look at things, look at them through your new eyes. Look at them from the higher perspective, which actually all humans have gotten. Some have very carefully chosen not to look that way. But it's here. And it's wonderful. And if you just hold hands, even in the smallest amount, you can start to connect in a different way. You can start to see things. Here it goes. It's time. Hold hands when you can, dear ones, even if it's only energetically. Know that your energies combine together into the most magic of the universe. You have created a miracle here on planet Earth already. And we can't wait to see what you do with it next. Well done, dear ones. It's with the greatest of honor I ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another at every opportunity and play well together. I am Merlia. Come up and see me sometime. Espavo.
Espavo, I so agree with that message. We're all the same inside. And the outer part of us is so wonderful to be different. It would be so boring if we all looked the same and acted the same. We'd be like robots walking around this world. And that wouldn't be any fun at all. So I love the difference and celebrate it. I did find out from our wonderful staff that the next Virtual Light broadcast will be August 29th. So make sure if you want to enter the contest for the Light Masters that you send in your part, your name and everything to us by then. Okay? We'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the Virtual Light broadcast. Oh, you're surprising me. Okay, I never know what he's going to do.
I didn't know if Merlia was going to let me go or if I was going to be dingy, but I did not talk about a very important upcoming event that I am just extremely excited about. What if I told you Atlantis is rising?
Ah.
We've been doing this, and you Lightmasters know what we're talking about. We've been working with a specific area of the planet right off of Puerto Rico. We've been doing it for a couple months now, watching things going on. But there has been movement of the tectonic plates in that area since January. Consistent movement. And the group said Atlantis is rising. And they've even talked about some of the very fascinating things that are coming as a result of that. Now, they're not talking about the physical land shift. But there's a very interesting piece here that they're going to tell the story about. The observer wants to tell the story about the Atlantean power crystal, how it was left in a specific area of the Atlantic Ocean. Did we lose something?
Oh gosh, you haven't been on.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you need to repeat all that.
I think I was coming through at least a little bit. I just got the signal.
That was
I'm
important.
Sorry.
Repeated.
We're going to do an event that we've been working with in Lightmaster for some time, but it's really going to come out. What the group wants to talk about is Atlantis Rising, and they're actually talking about the physical location of the planet, just in that whole area, in the Bahamas, in the Puerto Rico, just north of Colombia, Venezuela, that whole area there. And we have some very interesting things that are going on. There have been tectonic plate movement and deep earthquake movement since January on a consistent basis. When we were following it, because originally the group just says, work on this, show them this, let's focus our energy on this. And now they're starting to tell me the story. So I will simply tease you with a little bit of the story, because the observer is going to talk about the Atlantean power crystal and how it floated, because Atlantis, when the tectonic plates moved, it didn't just go in one place. It's kind of all over the place. But the power crystal has been in that general area for quite some time. It's actually what caused the problems of the Bermuda Triangle back when it did. Mm-hmm. Occasionally it gets uncovered. Some of that energy comes out. We don't know what it is. We don't, because we developed in a different way. So the group wants to tell the whole story and tell you that it's coming up. That energy is coming back to the planet.
Fascinating.
That is Atlantis Rising. It's coming up in August. It's a three-day event. They will tell us the whole story about what took place, what is happening right now. Just to give you a little teaser more about it, they're going to actually tie in something that Tesla was working on and something that the pyramids did. They knew how to tap into the natural energy of planet Earth. That is what the Atlanteans knew, and that's what's coming back with this energy. Join us.
I don't know how you sleep at night with all this information that the group is. No, you sleep soundly. I'm the one that wakes up in the middle of the night, and then I look over at him, and he's just sound asleep. But I tell you, as soon as he wakes up, the group is like with him.
Right, yeah, it's like, boom, they're right there. So, anyway.
Well, now, we will take a short break.
Yeah, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Allison, too. She's got some dynamite stuff for us. Espavo, everybody.
Espavo.